Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host, Chantel, and I'm sitting here in front of my lovely bestie, Marie Rose.
Hello.
And tonight, we're talking about meditation.
Woohoo!
So before we get into that, we want to say thank you again to all of our friends, our family, our fans. Thank you so, so much for following and subscribing to our podcast. Thanks for checking us out on Twitter and Facebook under Media Matters, for emailing us your questions, your suggestions, and everything in between to themediamatters@gmail.com. And for listening to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. We really do appreciate you guys. We appreciate the positive feedback, all of the reviews and ratings and all that good stuff. So please keep it coming. Know that we are working hard for you. And any questions you have or topic suggestions, just send it our way. So with that, let's get started. We're talking meditation tonight and all that entails. And that's not true. That's a lie. I just started off with a lie. Because meditation is so involved.
It's a broad subject.
Yeah. So we're going to cover just a little bit, like a micro section of meditation tonight, because it's all we got time for. So to kick things off, I mean, we're going to share a lot of our own experiences because Marie and I meditate a whole lot. And I really need to up my game because I've not been meditating the way I should.
Ditto.
So what is meditation? Does anybody know?
I have no clue. Why don't you share with us, Chantel?
Let me shed a little light on this. So really what meditation is, you guys, is it's a means of transforming the mind and offering techniques that encourage and develop concentration. In addition to that, it helps you to develop your clarity, emotional positivity, and a calm seeing of the true nature of things. I mean, it really does help to expand the mind. It helps to clarify things, like I said. I mean, it takes time. It's not just you jump into one meditation and suddenly you're a different person.
No, it's definitely a process.
It's a long process. And there are many, I don't know that cultures is the right way, but there are a lot of people out there, a lot of groups that meditate lifelong. I mean, their purpose is to meet their higher self and to gain wisdom. And it'll happen through meditation. It certainly will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the Buddhist monks.
Exactly. Yeah, that's who I had in mind, is the monks.
Yeah, they meditate hours every day and to reach that enlightenment.
Exactly. Exactly. So with the practice of meditation, it does offer a means to cultivate new and more positive ways of being. I mean, it really has the power to change you in the most beautiful, magnificent ways, if you let it.
Yeah, in ways that I didn't anticipate.
Me too. I would agree with that. Yeah. So what it means, I mean, it literally means to think deeply about something. Like that is...
That's the literal definition?
Yeah, like that is the definition. Think deeply. And that's probably the only time I think deeply is when I'm meditating. So, I mean, don't go into it just for this. Like, oh, I want to be a deep thinker because I don't know. I mean, you don't want to have expectations, but meditation really is so phenomenal and it has a lot of benefits. And like we said, we are covering the tip of the iceberg. There's so much out there about meditation and so many different forms and methods and practices. And I mean, you do what resonates for you. But, you know, the stuff we're covering tonight is just, it's the basics. It really is. I mean, so why should you meditate, Marie? What are some of the benefits?
Well, immediately, it's the relaxation. I know that when the day is stressful, especially at work, if I just go home, you know, during a lunch break and meditate just for a few minutes, it does me a world of good.
Well, you and everyone you encounter.
Right. Just stress levels and your mood. It's like, okay, I've let that go. Let's, you know, moving on. It just feels a lot better. It's like, okay, I can tackle the second half of the day now.
It's a stress reliever for sure. I know that, you know, it has the ability to help keep you healthy. It can help prevent disease, which goes along the lines of healthy. It can make you emotionally well. It could help improve your performance in a physical or a mental activity or task, whatever the word you want to insert there. And people typically will meditate for reasons of maybe it's a specific benefit, like improving their health, wellness, performance, focus, memory, which I'm not going to say it's helped my memory.
But, no, I'm not going to say that.
But I've not set out to improve my memory.
No, I can't say it's helped my memory at all. No, it's helped me in other ways, but
yeah.
Not personally. I'm sure there's people out there who have benefited in that way, but personally, I haven't.
I have not either, but I also haven't set the intention.
That's true.
To do that. So to the people that have, we congratulate you.
Well, I'd like to hear from them too.
Yeah, I would too.
I'd like to hear those stories if they're out there.
Yeah, because we have our own stories that we're going to share about intentions we have set with meditation and we've been successful. So maybe I ought to try setting that intention for improving my memory. But first, I'm going to have to remember that.
Right. I was just about to say, well, yeah, I got to remember to do that.
Right. So one of the other reasons that people tend to go toward meditation, perform this this practice, is for growth purposes. So it could be personal growth, emotional healing, therapy, I mean, anything along those lines.
And that I have experienced.
Me too.
Those I can relate to.
Yeah, for sure. I know that when I first started meditating, I mean, I think I had done 10 or less meditations.
Mm-hmm.
It was after we did Reiki level one. So we must have been going through the cleanse, I want to say.
Is that when you started meditating?
It is. It was with Reiki. And I was sitting outside. I came home for lunch one day and it was so nice outside, nice and sunny. So I sat in the sun to help burn off the yuckies and cleanse and charge my aura and all that good stuff. And I did a meditation, and afterward, I mean, I don't even remember specifically what went on in that meditation, but I remember afterward coming out of that meditation and sitting there in the sunlight and having this deep knowing and this deep peace that everything I have been through had to happen in order for me to get to this point.
Good or bad.
Right. Right. And even, you know, the bad stuff or what I would consider bad or hurtful or whatever, in that moment, it did not hurt at all. There was such an understanding that I was at incomplete peace with all of it. It was the coolest thing I had experienced up to that point.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. So aside from that, I think people typically will choose meditation for spirituality. And it could be to connect with God. It's transcending the ego, finding peace. It could be meeting guides. I mean, there's so many different reasons.
Now she said guides, like in spiritual guides, not guys, not like guys. In
meditation is not a dating service.
No, it's not.
All right, so Marie, how would you say meditation affects us positively?
Well, like I mentioned before, there's just such a peace that comes with it. I know for a lot of people, their thoughts are going a mile a minute and everything's just so jumbled up there in your head. Meditation really gives you the opportunity to stop. Okay, let's reboot the brain. Let's just clear everything out. Take a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
and relax.
Exactly.
And just let it all go. And it takes practice. It's not something you get on the first try. It definitely takes practice. I remember when I first started, I just, you know, would sit down for a few minutes and breathe deep and just, you know, relax and try to clear my head. And it was so hard, and I get so frustrated because I couldn't clear all of the clutter
right
out of my head. But over time, was able to do that. And when we were, I guess it might have been in the first Reiki class, because she actually taught me how to meditate the correct way. Yes, I had meditated before, but never got the results that I did after taking, you know, her class. Meditating in the sun was awesome.
Oh, I totally agree.
Oh, when that sunlight just hits your third eye and just sits there and just hits your forehead, and oh, it was almost euphoric. It's like, oh, that just felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, what was your question again?
I think you've answered it. We were talking about the benefits, some of the benefits of meditating. And you hit on the ones that are, you know, the things that have benefited you. And for other people, it could be things like better focus, less anxiety, depending on why you're going into it. Like if it's emotional healing, whatever it is. I mean, you can get that emotional healing. You can overcome some of the things that have held you back. You can tap into your chakras. We've talked about chakras before. And in meditation, you can connect with your chakras and get them in balance, heal them. It can help with your creativity, your memory, your stress levels. I mean, there's even testing out there about the effects of meditation on the gray matter in your brain.
Really?
Yeah. It's really cool. I mean, all the things that it does for you, that it can do for you. I don't want to say that it does, because you don't want to go into it with expectations, because right. You could be disappointed.
Yes.
Like anything. But there's also a lot of information out there about how it affects your cardiovascular system, which I thought was really cool, because, I mean, and it also makes sense if it is helping with your stress and anxiety levels.
That makes sense. You know, your heart races and, you know, you're just going all over the place, and meditation forces you to slow down.
Right.
And really just relax and, you know, get that pace down.
Right.
So that makes sense to me.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, it has the ability to lower your blood pressure, lower the heart rate, slow the respiratory rate. I mean, all of those things. And I know that I feel that when I sit and meditate and I'm having a good session, because sometimes I cannot quiet things down.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No, there are times where I've just had a crappy session. But you know what? I had a session, so I tried. And there are exactly. there are some sessions that are fantastic. And there are some sessions that are, okay.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I do have a crappy session now and then. And again, like I don't know that the right word is, the right way to put that is crappy, because I think it is good just to stop for a few minutes and just sit in stillness.
Yes.
Even if you feel like you didn't really get anything out of it, but you do.
You do. Yeah, you do. Even if it's just a tiny bit, it made you sit down for a minute.
Exactly. Exactly. So some of the popular types of meditation, because there are so, so many, but some of the ones that are better known are things like the focused attention, which is where you focus on one specific thing. And it could be your breathing or a sensation you have in your body, or, I mean, it really runs the gamut.
Right. A chakra meditation.
Exactly. Ooh, chakra meditation. That's a good one. That's a really good one. There's open monitoring meditation, where you pay attention to all of the things happening around you. I feel like I do that all day. Or maybe not, because I'm not really paying attention to everything. It's just kind of going on and I'm in a cloud.
Right. Yeah. I've tried both those ways. Both mm-hmm. of them are good. Just depends on my mood that day or what I feel I need that day. You know, if I'm looking, you know, for a specific answer, there are times where I'll pray about it the night before and the next day meditate on it. The way I see it, prayer is you're putting the question out there to the universe or to your God. And meditation is when you kind of sit and empty your brain and kind of clear your head to receive the messages, to receive the answers. I mean, that's the way I look at meditation.
Right.
There are times, you know, where, like you said, with the open meditation, where I just sit there and try to not think about anything, but to just close my eyes and listen. And I try to imagine the range of my listening just growing, how far out everything that's out there, you know, anywhere from the neighbors mowing the yard to the dog barking three streets down or whatever, just open yourself up and just hear everything.
Right. Which is like the method we just talked about.
Right.
One of the popular ones. And mindfulness is another one where you observe your thoughts as they wander, and you, it's almost like just stepping back and seeing all of this happen before you. And this is how I learned to meditate. And I went into it on my own, not knowing quite how to do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any instruction. And really, I mean, even if you do get instruction, that instruction may not resonate for you. But I did find this little book that really just resonated for me. And it was the shortest little book, but it did talk about, like, you don't have to just sit there and close your eyes and be like, no, don't think, just, you know, clean slate, your mind should be blank. The author was saying, no, it doesn't have to be like that. Just take a step back and take notice of the thoughts that you're having. And this doesn't come from a place of judgment, but really just a place of awareness. So then you start to become aware of your thought patterns, and you can see how these thought patterns begin to manifest in your reality. So if you're thinking while you're sitting meditating, you take a step back and you're paying attention to the thoughts that are running through your mind. If what you're seeing running through your mind is, oh, I've got to pay these bills and I don't have enough money and what am I going to do? And you know what you're manifesting in your world is you don't have enough money and you're constantly stressed about bills.
Right.
That's always on your mind. So it's a really cool way for you to really become aware and in tune with what's going on in your mind. And that's the mindfulness meditation. And that's the way I started, was really just paying attention. So when people ask me what the best way to start meditating is, that's what I say. I'm like, don't worry about making everything silent or having like a blank slate in your mind, because
that's hard to do.
Yeah, it's going to frustrate you. And it takes years and years and years to get to that point. I mean, we've been doing this. Well, you've been meditating longer than I have. But
yeah, and I still can't get a clear head.
Yeah, I can't either. And I just do my best. I mean, I power through, and here's what I do. When I have a thought, I say, I acknowledge you and I dismiss you. Because in that moment, that's not what I need. I need to focus on doing something else. And that's focus on being with me and spending that time with my guides or whatever it is. And like you said, just shut your mouth and listen.
Right.
That's a good way to do it. So there are so many ways to meditate.
Yeah. And it's such a personal thing that I think everybody will find their own journey in meditation and do what feels right to them.
So when it comes to meditation, like Marie said, it is such a personal thing. And there are some people that like to sit in a chair and meditate. Some people like to sit outside. Some people like to lay down and meditate. I mean, the choice is really yours, whatever resonates for you. For me, and we learned this going through Reiki with our teacher, is to sit. And initially when we first learned it, I remember in our level one, she made sure that we were well protected when we were doing our meditations. And to do that, we would close off our aura, our energy field, by crossing our ankles, clasping our hands, whatever it was. And she made sure that we did it during the daytime, yes, in the sunlight preferably. And that really put me on a good path.
Same here.
Yeah, it was a really good experience to do it that way. And over time, as I learned how to protect and ground myself, I didn't have to cross my ankles anymore or clasp my hands. Or then I just started doing other things, like, you know, I 9 times out of 10 I'll make sure my feet are planted on the ground, because it does help me to tangibly ground myself. But aside from that, I mean, every now and then I'll, you know, cross my legs or something when I'm meditating, just get in a really comfortable position, and I'll hold crystals, 'cause I love a crystal.
Yeah, I'll have, you know, it was kind of funny, because in the very beginning, when you're first learning how to meditate, it was just a matter of finding a quiet spot, mm-hmm, pop in a squat and, you know, start meditating.
Right.
But as we learn more things and we get more tools, and like crystals and chimes and candles and incense.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, now we've got all these tools to help enhance the meditation, mm-hmm, you know. Now I'm spending half my time prepping, and it takes longer. But you know, sometimes, you know, you just say screw it. I'm gonna I'm going to sit right here and just have me a good old fashioned meditation and just go for it.
It's true. You know, I have found now that I don't meditate as regularly as I should or as I want to. And I think it's because I have made it such a chore.
Right.
Because I do have this like big prepping ceremony I go through, and it's not definitely not an official ceremony by any means. But like Marie said, I do go through my room. I have a specific room where I sit and meditate and where we record our podcasts. But I do make sure that I protect that space and I lay crystals out and I smudge the room with sage, and I have a chime, a bell that I ring.
Awesome chime. I love that. I love that chime.
Yeah, we each have one. It's so amazing. So there are things that I do to prep myself. And then I sit in my chair. And one of the important things that we learned is sit up straight. Don't lay down. Don't slouch. You want your spine to be nice and straight so you can receive that energy, that, you know, raise your vibration and all that really good stuff. So, you know, and it's not about doing it for a certain amount of time. It's not about going into it with something specific in mind, like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to my grandma. Like, it's not that.
Right, because your grandma might not want to talk to you that day.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk to me either.
Whatever.
So it's, you know, it's not about those things, but you for sure want to be comfortable. You want to be in a space where you feel safe. Don't do it while you're driving. That's,
oh no, bad idea.
Never do that. If you are in a space where you don't feel comfortable, I mean, I don't know that I could really like sit at work and meditate. There's like so much going on. There's so much different energy all over the place.
Yeah, there's no way I could do it at work.
Yeah, it would just be difficult. I have done it before, but it's like way, way early in the morning, like nobody's there. So I don't have the distractions and the, you know, all the noise in the hall. And so times like that, it does work. But that is such a rare day. There's so much activity at the office. But that said, I mean, you want to be comfortable. You don't want to be tugging on your clothes and, you know, I mean, comfort all around. The posture, your posture, what you're wearing. I find, for me, I like going onto YouTube and I find either a guided meditation or just meditation music. And what works best for me is just meditation music. The guided meditations for me sometimes can be really distracting because it goes from like this really nice, soft voice to just music. And I'm in the zone. And then suddenly the voice comes back and I'm all messed up. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, and it depends on the voice. Some people have better meditation voices than others.
Right. I can't see myself recording a meditation at all. Like it just...
I don't see myself doing it either. I think I'd put myself to sleep.
I'm always laughing. So it would...
the giggle meditation. I'd be like,
deep breath. So in any event, I do like to... I gravitate towards just music when I meditate. It helps me. And I'll tell you that there have been... Oh my God, I don't know how many times I am in the zone. I've got the music going and then I hear talking and it's like in the distance and I go, what the heck is that? And I hear like there's a conversation going, like a full on conversation, and
like outside in the yard or
no, this is, I hear it like in my headphones because I usually meditate with like headphones on. If I'm listening to music, it just really helps me to focus.
Is it part of the recording?
No, it's not part of the recording. And I thought that initially. I'm like, oh, clearly someone's like talking in the background. But that wasn't it. I've listened to them again. So there was some kind of spiritual conversation going on. And obviously, I didn't need to know the details of it, but maybe just know that they were present. I don't really know. But I've heard this. You've never heard people talking in your...
Not unless I'm part of the conversation. I mean,
they left me out.
They didn't like you.
They didn't like me.
No, I mean, the only and I can't even say it was voices that I heard as much as messages that I've received.
Yeah.
You know, I usually get those through meditation.
I do, too. That's where I get a lot of my messages.
Yes.
So going into meditation. Let's get back on track. There's the posture. don't burden yourself with a certain amount of time. Just go into it and meditate as long as you feel is good for you.
Yeah, or as long as you have time for.
Right. And it could literally be 1 minute. It could be you sit and you close your eyes and you just sit in quiet for a few minutes. Like, it doesn't have to be all elaborate. Even Marie and I don't go through our ritual every single time.
No, like just today before I came over here to join Chantel for this podcast, I sat down. It was just 10 minutes, but it was 10 minutes of quiet. Okay, let me, clear my brain. Let me relax. Let me take a deep breath. And then just rest for a minute.
Right.
And nothing about messages received or anything like that. Let's just sit and breathe and relax. And okay, now I'm ready to go again.
Yeah, I agree with you. So you want to be in a comfortable position, like we said. Don't put a time constraint on yourself. Be in a place where it's going to be quiet, where you won't be interrupted, because the interruptions are so annoying. I hate being interrupted when I'm meditating. Like, it pisses me off.
It does. So do you meditate with the dogs? I mean, do the dogs come and bother you?
I leave the door open mm-hmm. to the room where I meditate. And I do that for a few reasons, because people like to touch me still when I meditate.
It's not me.
I used to think it was just when I was trying to sleep, but it's not. It's when I try to sleep. It's when I'm meditating. It's when I am quiet. Maybe that's why I talk so much.
keeping up the noise to keep them away.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep everybody at bay. So it started off because I was scared to be by myself. I was a little afraid of who was going to show up and who's going to be touching me and whatnot. So I would leave the door open and let my dogs come in. But now it's nice to have them there. And their energy is so chill that it really just puts me in a good zone. And sometimes they lay on my feet. So that warmth, it just feels nice. And then it also helps me ground. And it kind of keeps me in place. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I tend to do a lot of traveling when I'm meditating.
I do not.
I do.
I purposely don't. I'm not ready for that yet.
Right.
I'm hoping to be, maybe in the next year or two. But right now I want myself firmly planted here.
Did you set that rule? Or has it just not happened?
I think I've set that rule, because there have been times where you and Lily were working on me and like in a Reiki session or something, and I have felt a pull and was like, nope, not doing it. Mm-hmm. Staying right here, let me snap out of it for a minute, because I'm not going anywhere. But I think as I learn more and I feel more comfortable, then I'll let myself go there. But for right now, I'm not ready.
I didn't know it was a choice. I had no idea. Like, almost immediately when I started meditating, I started traveling. It was almost instant. I didn't know that you could be like, no, I don't. Which, I mean, I don't know how I didn't know that.
Well, you just went for it.
I know that.
You were like, woohoo.
I did. And then in the meditations when I didn't travel, I'd be like, oh, boring.
No, I'm still, firmly planted here in my body. And that's where I'm going to stay for a while.
Well, speaking of body, I'll say this. When you go into meditation, really try to make sure that you're not exhausted. Because do you know how many times I've fallen asleep in a meditation?
Oh, girl. Me? All. Yeah.
Did he?
Yes.
You just had this experience, did you not?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I, even though I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to lay down and do this meditation. Mistake. 9 times out of 10, I end up falling asleep.
I've never done a meditation laying down.
Never, ever, never. Ever?
No.
Oh, I do.
It's because our teacher said don't, and I didn't. It's like, yes, ma'am.
I will tell you, though, that some of the best meditations I have were sitting up. I'm just laying down because I was lazy.
I'm sitting in the chair that I meditate in. That's where I'm recording. That said, this chair can be really comfortable. And then when I have a 70-pound lab on my head, like, forget it. Like, I mean, I don't even realize I have fallen asleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting up. I mean, my spine is the way it's supposed to be. And I'm like, I don't go into the meditation sleepy, but there have been plenty of times when I have dozed off.
So I wonder if monks have that problem. Can they fall asleep sitting up?
We should find one and ask.
I'm going to. Next time I see a Buddhist monk, I'm going to ask him.
Do you see them often?
Sometimes when I go to, I visit the Buddhist temple in town. There's some Sundays where they're serving really good food.
We have a Buddhist temple?
Yes. And I'm taking you.
Where do you live? I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah. All right. Nice. All right. We've got a date.
Oh, I want to go. Yeah. Yes. I for sure want to go. All right. So back on track. So make sure you're not exhausted going into meditation or you fall asleep like we do, like a bunch of suckers. But you know what? I did talk to our teacher about that. And she said, there's nothing wrong with that. If you fall asleep, maybe that's what you needed in that time. And that's what your body needed, one or all of your bodies. And that's good self-care. You needed a little rest. And that's how you were supposed to receive your messages that day. And I just said, okay.
Yeah, I can see
that. She's very wise.
Yes. Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. It's just that when I wake up, I was like, oh, damn it. I did it again.
I know. I've been there a lot. So you should definitely be awake, not sleepy. I have gone into meditation where I feel a little sleepy. And sometimes I fall asleep, sometimes I don't. But whatever. So another thing I have found for myself is do not be either overly hungry or overly full.
I agree.
Because then I'm too focused on how I'm feeling.
Well, your energy is busy digesting your food instead of focusing on you and on the meditation.
Yeah, that or you're super focused on your stomach rumbling. Then you're like, all I want to do is eat. So middle of the road, like, you know, have something in your stomach, but not so heavy that you can't focus.
Or it's going to make you fall asleep.
Exactly. Carb overload like we did a little while ago. Since I'm listening to YouTube when I do my meditations, I have my phone with me. So if you do have your phone with you, like I love to do, make sure you put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yes, I put mine on. That's the first thing I do is I put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Right. Because it's very disturbing when it disturbs you.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a distraction.
I don't like it. So here's what I do to get in the zone. And I may have talked about this before, but I'm going to say it again. So I get in my comfortable place. I do some deep breathing first. And I do one of two. I either do three deep breaths for no particular reason.
Three is the wonderful number.
Right. Or I do seven, and it's one for each chakra. And it's a really deep breath and a really nice long exhale. And after I do that, I start going chakra by chakra. And I start at the root chakra and I bring all four bodies together, the physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. And it's like I grab the root chakra from each body and I ball it into one. And when I do that, I can see the color of that chakra burst out. So it's like this big burst of red light. And I do that all the way up through all the chakras to the crown. And when I get to the crown, I then envision my crown opening up to receive the white light from the heavens, from God, from the universe, like whatever, you know, however you want to word that. That white light comes in through my crown and goes all the way down, touching each chakra because it's running down my spine. And as it goes to each chakra, that chakra then becomes like ultra white. And there's a huge burst of like this ultra white light. And so I envision that light going all the way down through the root, down my legs, through my feet and down into the earth, and it goes to the core of the earth. And there is another supply of this light, if you will, except like amplified. And so that light, because I'm now rooted, that light comes up through all of the roots, that I've formed into the earth and then comes up through my spine, through all of the chakras. And when it comes out of my crown chakra, it like umbrellas over me and then travels back down into the earth to the core to kind of create like a circuit, like an electrical circuit. So that for me has been so, it's been so helpful for me to ground, and it also protects me at the same time. And I put the big bubble around. And so that's been so, so helpful for me to ground and protect. So that's what I do at the beginning of every meditation. And it helps me so, so much to go through that visualization process. And then from there, I do whatever it is that I'm supposed to do. I either sit and listen, or I ask my guides to come forward, or the angels, or loved ones, or I mean, whatever it is, whatever the intention is that I've set for that meditation, that's what I proceed to do. And sometimes I don't set most times I don't set an intention. I just go into it with the purpose of just relax and see what comes. How about you, Marie?
I do the opposite. I mean, I start off, you know, I sit there. I take three deep breaths to relax myself, but I start at the top. I envision a white light above my head, and it comes down, and as this white light comes down over my body, that particular area just relaxes. So I start at the top, you know, then down my neck, my face, my shoulders. I just feel everything slumping, just everything turning
right,
to
like
jelly,
relaxing,
right,
yeah.
Just relaxing. And it goes all the way down. The process goes all the way down my body. And then I envision a channel between my feet, you know, going down into the earth, you know, down past the crystals, right down to the earth's core, and where it just wraps around the core, and it sends the earth's energy up, and then up through my body, and through the reverse, and up through the crown, just like you said, and it like fountains out of the crown and connects with the earth again to create that closure, that circle. So it's similar to yours, except I start from the top and go down instead of the down up.
I got you.
And then I start the meditation, whatever that meditation is for that day.
So do you find that you go into meditation with intention more times than not?
It depends on the day. Depends what I need. A lot of times, you know, I just go in it with no agenda, no nothing. I just see, you know, are there any messages for me that day, or am I going to sit there and just open myself up and just experience everything, you know, whatever's going on in my environment at the time, you know, bees buzzing, birds chirping,
right,
you know, or, you know, there's sometimes like if I'm focusing on something like something in class that I want to learn and I need to meditate on, then I will sit there and I'll you know, specifically ask, you know, my guides and whatnot. And sometimes they give me an answer and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they go, nope, yeah, you need to go figure it out. It's not for us to tell you. And then I get frustrated and but that's another subject.
So in meditation, is that where you've met all of your guides, or have you met them like through dreams? And
mainly meditation. When I first started out and I first heard the concept of a spirit guide, I tried meditating and wasn't getting anywhere.
Right.
I was new to meditation, but I really connected with this idea of a spirit guide, that everybody had one. And I was so curious as to what my spirit guide was, and I tried meditating on it, and it just didn't come. And oddly enough, and I said, you know, don't meditate when you drive, and I don't. But you know, when I'm driving, it popped into my head, this little voice, just, and I was like, oh my God, it's you. And I went and meditated on it, and it was like a little party, like he had finally broken through. So was it through meditation? No, but it was during some quiet time.
Yeah, but you have met guides in your meditations.
Yes.
Yeah, I have too. Yes. I've met quite a few.
Yes. I think we all have a team of guides. I mean, it takes a village.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
One guide I met, I was just being kind of insistent one night that, you know, I know I have more than one guide. I want to meet another guide. I want to meet my guide tonight. And
he's like, for the love of God, shut up.
Right. I finally had given up because I was in my bedroom and I wanted my guide to appear to me that night before I went to sleep. And I waited and I waited and
risky.
Nothing happened. And so I was like, okay, that's it. I give up. You win. And so I laid down and wasn't asleep yet, but that's when my guide showed up, and that was an awesome experience.
Yeah, I've met quite a few of them during meditation. I have communicated with loved ones. I've traveled a lot. I mean, there's a lot of really cool things I've done during meditation.
You met your guides through one of your meditations when you traveled?
Yes, I have. I've also picked up a hitchhiker. So yeah, no pat on the back for that one.
Yeah, when you told me about that was like, yeah, I'm gonna stay planted right here.
Be careful where you go.
Yeah. Have you ever meditated by a tree?
I have not, that I can think of. You know what, I won't call this a meditation. There is a tree in my yard, and our teacher told us about this, about connecting with plants and trees, because everything has energy. So she did tell me to try spending some time with a tree, placing my hands on it, and just, you know, meditation, but not meditation. And I did. And there's, you know, of the, I don't know how many trees in my backyard, there is one in particular that I went and did that with. And like, I stood on the roots because it's an enormous oak tree. And so I stood on the roots and placed my hands on it and just stood there. And it seriously was not even a minute before I got I get this whirling sensation in my head when I am starting to travel in a meditation. And I got that almost immediately. And I could see the construction that went on the house behind our house that has seriously been in place for decades. But it showed me, like, that tree has been there for so long that it was present when the house behind us was built. So I could see the people building it, all the construction workers.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I mean, since I don't spend a ton of time out there with the tree, but it is one of the things, you know, when I go through my gratitude prayer at night, I do thank the tree because he protects our house.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him.
You've become buds.
We have become buds. His name is Harry. So that was actually a really cool experience. And I remember telling our teacher about that. And she's like, I told you. So yeah, meditation, yeah. But not meditation. Yeah.
I've meditated it. I've got a large oak in the backyard, a few of them. And just, you know, leaning your back against the tree and meditating has been a pretty cool experience. I've done it once or twice with different results, but you know, always memorable.
I would like to do that, but here is my problem. I won't be able to focus because I'll be too into where the bugs are.
That's why I don't do it during the summer. I do it during the winter.
Where are the ants during the winter?
That's why I bring a blanket. I sit on the blanket by the tree.
I'm paranoid.
Oh yeah, I can't get bug bit. I will get sent to the hospital. I can't get bug bit.
So are you like leaning on the tree?
Yes, I have my back against the tree. I bring a blanket.
And there aren't like ants and stuff crawling up the tree?
I bring a big enough blanket on the ground. No, it's winter time. There's no ants in the tree.
How do you know?
Because I know. Because I look.
That is where I would be focused.
On the ants?
Yeah. Not just the ants, but
bugs in general.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, they're in my hair. They're crawling all around me, and then I wouldn't be focused.
No. In the wintertime, they're not active.
I want to try it. I really do. I've meditated on the beach.
Oh gosh,
which I like that a lot. Yeah, and that's my favorite. Yeah, I have to say it's like one of my all-time favorites. And my absolute favorite is meditating. Like, I bring a chair with me when I sit out there and I put my feet in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I feel so reconnected.
Yes.
So peaceful. And it is like, I mean, it took me a while to get there with the meditation because the sound of the water was, it was really distracting at first. But it is so calming. I can't say enough about it.
You know what I want to try? I haven't been successful at
drinking and meditating.
Can you do that? That'll put me to sleep.
Let's try later.
Walking meditation.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually glad you said that because there's so many different forms of meditation. And we did cover a few of them, but I'm so happy you said that because really, like, walking can be meditative. I mean, coloring. If you have, you know, like those adult coloring books where it's supposed to, you know, help with anxiety and whatever the case. But it's like you get in a zone and it makes you feel good. You're relaxed.
Yeah, they say if you do that before meditation, it really helps out.
What, coloring?
Adult coloring. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No. Those adult coloring books are too expensive for me.
I have one. I have one somewhere around here.
I can't spend the money on it.
Oh, jeez.
I'd rather go buy a crystal.
Me too. Yeah, there really are. I've heard people talk about knitting as their form of meditation.
Oh, I can see that.
You're super relaxed. You get in a zone, you know?
Right. I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked before. There was an episode. It may have been the self-protection episode where I talked about the day that I came, you know, I came home and I smudged the house and it's probably the best time I've ever had doing, best time I've ever spent like doing dishes. I was so relaxed. And seriously, like standing at the sink doing dishes felt like meditation to me. I was just in such a good zone. But yeah, it's not just like, you know, sit in a chair and
no.
But, you know, now that I say that, sounds like doing mantras and stuff. And a mantra, like you can repeat a sound, you can repeat a word. I mean, oh my God, we could talk forever about meditation. There's so much to cover.
Oh yeah, mantras is a whole nother subject.
Yeah, but I do like the walking one that you mentioned. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I've tried it, but it doesn't work for me because it ends up being a workout.
Right.
I end up in workout mode and whatnot, not meditation mode.
Right. No, I gotcha.
So,
well, here's something I like to do after a meditation. I like to journal. Do you journal?
Yes, especially after a good meditation,
right?
where I feel like I've received some good information.
Yeah. There's been a good message, or you meet somebody, or I mean, it was in one of my meditations that I first communicated with someone's loved one. I think I've said that before. And I made sure I wrote all of that down. But I do like to journal afterward. I mean, like you said, not after every single meditation because sometimes there's just nothing to talk about.
Right. Nothing significant.
Right.
But if I come out of that meditation, it's like, oh, that was cool. I have to write that down.
Right.
And I'm so thankful that I do, because when we get together for a Reiki shares and somebody says something about some subject, I was like, oh, that happened. And I have to go back to my journal. And what surprises me is the when it happened. Like there was some, you know, some subject came up and I'm like, oh, that happened to me just, you know, not too long ago. And I look back in my journal, it was a year ago. It was a year ago that happened. It's like, wow, you know, and it's coming full circle.
Right.
And sometimes I get an answer to a question, or, you know, a question that I came up with, you know, in a meditation, and I'm just now getting the answer. And when I look it up, it was from a year ago, and I'm just now getting the answer. Yeah, it's awesome.
You know what? I really need to set some time aside and go through my journals since I started doing Reiki and meditating, and read through them and see what's happened, like what's transpired in those last few years. And sometimes you start piecing things together that didn't fit together before.
Yes.
But you start looking back and you're like, oh man, look at that. Like this goes together and this answers this. And
yes. And
it's really cool.
And what I'll do is if I find that journal entry from a year ago, you know, I'll write like in a different color pen, I'll date it and write, you know, my most recent experience and say, here's the answer to that question.
Right.
And date it for that time, because it does, sometimes it just loops back and the picture becomes whole.
Right.
It's that last piece of jigsaw puzzle. Oh, yeah,
for sure. Yeah, if you guys are meditating, try journaling too if you're not already doing it, because it really is a cool experience. It's nice to be able to go back and read that stuff.
Yes.
And sometimes it'll fit together and sometimes it won't, but it is really nice to look at it and reflect and see how you've grown over time, because you will grow.
Yes. Yeah, because I've had some visions during meditation. I'm like, what was that?
Right, like, but you're a hitchhiker.
You know, it's like, what, yeah, you know, what's, what was that? But I'll write it down.
Yeah.
Just because it was different. And then one day later, you get an answer. It's like, oh, right. Is that what that was?
Exactly.
And yeah. And that's so cool when it all, it's like, okay.
Right.
It's neat.
Yeah, that meditation, it is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
It sure is. So we are at the end of our episode. I'm sad because I could really talk about this forever. I think I could talk about a lot of things forever. That's not just specific to meditation.
Ditto.
So before we leave you guys, we want to thank you again for joining us for another episode of Medium Matters. Thank you for checking us out on Twitter and Facebook at Medium Matters and sending us your questions, episode ideas, and all that cool stuff on our Gmail at themediummatters@gmail.com. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you guys, meditate, journal. You have the power. You set your rules, set the intention. For sure, like always, love and light to one and all. You guys mean the world to us. You mean the world to me. I know that. And from the bottom of my heart, like, I couldn't even love you more.
Amen.
All right. Love and light. Good night. Until next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.